Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Mula sa isang pangarap na magkasama-sama ang kanilang pamilya, natupad ni Emily Dingle ang hangaring mailipat sa Australia ang kanyang mga kapatid at ina.
Now when I came to Australia, the first thing that I always will remember is fly now, pay later. I don't know how many of you came to Australia flying now and paid later. I was one of those. I took it straight away when I was offered by Philippine Airlines Manila. I took it. Fly now, pay later, and I had $200 American in my pocket. A red Samsonite, and it's still alive. And a few bits and pieces. Because I was saying goodbye to my home country that has given me birth and my family. But such is life. I found my greed here. I found my dreams came true. But there's only one who helped me there, I suppose. Prayers. You have to just be good, I think. Be courageous. Be strong. And as always, what they said, if there's a will, there's a way. And it's true.
Para kay Emily, ang kanyang pagdating sa Australia ay tila nakatakda na magbukas ng panibagong kabanata ng kanyang buhay. Dito niya nakilala ang kanyang naging asawa na si Peter Rudd. Magkasama nilang binuo ang kanilang pamilya at pinalaki ang kanilang apat na anak na babae.
Being a mother, I have done it all. You know, tears, laughter, challenges, all of those things. As a small girl growing up, I've been there than that. And meeting people, new people, and discarding people maybe. If they discard you, you tend to go too, don't you? But that's life. I think the Lord said, if you can't do it, you will not get it. But you have to make it work for you. It's a policy of life that there are many things you can do. If you cannot do it now, you can do it tomorrow maybe. But I think be humble, I think, and be thankful of what you can do. Because you cannot do so much, you can do so much.
Mahigit 5 dekada na ang lumipas mula nang unang tumapak siya sa Australia. Ngunit ang kanyang naging paglalakbay ay hindi lamang tungkol sa paghahanap ng mas magandang kinabukasan para sa kanyang pamilya. Sa kanyang unang mga taon sa Sydney, nagsimula siyang magtrabaho bilang library receptionist.
The things that I enjoyed most in my life was staying in Blacktown because that was home for me.
How long did you live in Blacktown?
Well, bicentennial year, which was 1988, we already had the 4 girls. We had a lovely, beautiful home in Quakers Hill. It's still there. Mm. We were there for a few years. Then, because you move from one school to the other, after 3 years in a school at that time, you can move. And for some reason, by the time that I was there, the Filipino community was emerging. And the old group that I had started with to work with to tell people about the culture in the Philippines is Father Renato Paras. The late Father Renato was the chaplain of the Filipino community. Now, that was a very great time for me to to be on my journey as a family, with a family, mother, husband, teacher, community leader, advocate, whatever.
Hindi naglaon nakabalik siya sa profesyong kanyang minahal, ang pagtuturo. Sa loob ng maraming taon, naging guru siya sa ilang paaralan sa Western Sydney at sa Central Coast, kung saan nakapagbahagi siya ng kaalaman at naging inspirasyon sa maraming mag-aaral. Kasabay ng kanyang profesyon bilang guro ay ang walang sawang paglilingkod sa komunidad. Isa si Emily Dingle Rudd sa mga tumulong magtatag ng PhilCOS o Filipino Community sa Western Sydney, particular sa Blacktown, noong mga unang taon ng kanyang paninirahan sa Australia. Naniniwala siyang mahalagang manatiling magkakaugnay ang mga Pilipino sa ibayong dagat at patuloy na alagaan ang kanilang kultura at pagkakakilanlan.
It's not a hard job to work with the community.
The reason I got involved in the community was because Manong was already involved in the community, PhilCOS Blacktown, in the early 80s.
Very active na siya noon.
I think 1982 ako unang sumali through Vivian T. Meron siyang si Vivian, meron siyang pageant. Mrs. Sydney Blacktown. Meron siya 1982. Mm-mm. I think 82. I'm sure it was 82.
Mm-hmm.
And Vivian was looking for an MC. Would you believe MC?
Mm-hmm.
And Manong Emily said, "My brother, he's an MC. Ganun na. I have MC'd. I have MC'd schools and you know mga alam mo na yung mga sayaw sa Pangasinan sa Puso Rubio, but nothing big."
Hanggang sa huling bahagi ng kanyang buhay na natili siyang aktibong lingkod ng komunidad. Naging opisyal siya ng Filipino-Australian Movement and Empowerment, ng Philippine Community Council of New South Wales, at ng Australian-Filipino Association of the Central Coast. Hindi lamang sa mga organisasyon umikot ang kanyang paglilingkod. Sa loob ng maraming taon, buong puso niyang itinuro ang wikang Filipino at kulturang Pilipino sa mga kabataang lumaki sa Australia, lalo na sa Central Coast, kung saan halos 3 dekada siya nananirahan. Para kay Emily, mahalagang maipasa sa susunod na henerasyon ang kanilang wika, kultura at pagmamalaki sa pagiging Pilipino.
Professionally left teaching in 2017 because I became a permanent teaching in 2017 because I became permanent teacher, and then after the when I retired, because you are supposed to be retiring at 67, you can still do casual work.
Yeah.
So I was doing casual work with the private and public school till 2017.
Teaching what po?
Primary.
Primary.
But I started with the high school because I was a high school teacher at home, and I was with Our Lady of Mercy College in Epping for the brief from University of New South Wales. When I got my clearance to work with the school, I was sent to school too with the overseas teachers to get a recognition for teaching English second language. That was very important.
Yeah.
So I was an ESL teacher, English as a second language teacher, and they wanted that from other countries.
Yeah.
I've got a lovely photo of the school. There were 25 of us in that class.
Wow.
Who were sent to Sydney Teachers College at the Sydney University. All scholars by Gough Whitlam, under Gough Whitlam at that time. It's free. It was free.
Aktibo rin siya sa paglilingkod sa simbahan at sa pagtulong sa mga kababayan at iba pang nangangailangan. Mga gawaing sumasalamin sa kanyang paniniwalang ang tunay na tagumpay ay nasusukat sa paglilingkod sa kapwa. Tito Rod, itong 2026 ay dapat 52nd year ni Tita Emily dito sa Australia. Alam ko na marami kayong Dingle family at syempre yung mga extended family na. Sa kabuuan po, ilan na yung mga kamag-anak, kapamilya ninyo sa kabuuan ng Sydney?
Okay, I haven't counted the last time, but the last time that I did had a head count, I think we were like 42.
Mm.
So I'm talking about from Manang to us, to our own families. Tapos meron pa yung apo yan sa Tuhod na eh. So, and the in-laws, of course. So, ayan, I think mga 42, you know. I don't think we are a big family kasi I have encountered some na mga over 60.
Yeah, merong 100 din. Pero marami na po yung ano, yung 40 ha, yung 42, napakarami na po nun. Kumbaga,
yes,
from
yes,
one
yes.
single person to 42, mm-hmm. syempre nandiyan na yung mga ipinanganak dito, mga apo at mm-hmm. apo sa Tuhod. Nang pumanaw si Emily Dingle Rod noong huling bahagi ng Hunyo 2026, bumuhos ang pakikiramay mula sa kanyang pamilya, mga kaibigan, dating kasamahan at iba't ibang organisasyong kanyang pinaglingkuran. Ang dami ng mga taong dumalo upang mabigay ng huling pagpupugay sa kanya ay patunay ng malalim na bakas na iniwan niya. Hindi lamang sa komunidad ng mga Filipino sa Australia, kundi maging sa mas malawak na komunidad, lalo na sa Central Coast at Kanlurang Sydney.
Yung mga last the wishes niya na sinulat niya, diyan niya talaga gustong, yan ang kanyang final resting place sa
Central Coast.
Central Coast. Oo, kasi I wanted to be near my family. Mm-mm. Yan ang nakalagay dun sa note niya. Yes.
Mm-mm. Para sa kanyang kapatid na si Rod Dingle, higit sa lahat ay baon niya ang taos-pusong pasasalamat sa panganay na kapatid, ang babaeng nagbukas ng pintuan ng Australia para sa kanilang buong pamilya at naglaan ng malaking bahagi ng kanyang buhay sa paglilingkod sa kapwa. Ito pong pag-uusap natin medyo malungkot na pangyayari. Ano? Pero syempre, dahil nadala niya yung buong pamilya ninyo dito, ano po yung ipinagpapasalamat ninyo kay Tita Emily? Syempre, sa lahat ng mga pinagdaanan ninyo.
Visionary yan eh. She is visionary. Because she could have gone to Canada, she could have gone to the US, and we don't know how it would have turned out. You know, the fact that she chose a country that's only 7-8 hours away, I think that's a big plus. Not the very long trip that you would do if you went to North America. So that's one of the first things that I ever thank her for. And I think we were destined to come here because when she arrived here, she met her future husband instantly, within days. Nag-meet sila. And the following year, they got married and then they had heir. You know, the eldest daughter. And as you know now, as you are very, very aware now, you know, Peter had been a very loyal husband to her and a very loving family to the girls. Sabi nga niya, I wish I had a boy too, sabi niya. But I guess, kaya nung apat na babae yung anak niya, and then yung una niyang dalawang apo, two girls, oh my God. So yeah, I think I will never have any male in the family. And then nung nanganak yung si Natalie with the next set of kids, two boys magkasunod, kasi sabi niya, yes. So yun na. So, you know, to answer your question, I think we were destined to come here, and only because that was the vision of Manang Emily, and, you know, we fitted in very well. I felt that I fitted in very well, and so the rest of us, you know.
Pero ano po yung mga naituro o natutunan ninyo mula sa kanya?
Oh, number one is yung kalma. Mm. That's a very big trait of her. Yung bang hindi ka, you should not use your emotions to react on a situation kasi it wouldn't help. She doesn't say it, she just does it. Mm-hmm. You know, things like adding, just cool it down, adding. And then malumana yung pagsasalita. These are times when I'm really frustrated. Nakikita niya, I'm frustrated, galit na galit ako, I'm angry. Not necessarily directed at the person, but as a situation ba, you know. Many times yan, you know. Actually, pag may mga ganun akong situation na yung bang parang sasabog ako, siyang tinatawagan ko and another good friend. At hininga ko talaga yung aking ano, and then eventually, napapacify niya ako. I feel a lot better after I have a conversation with her. So that's the first and foremost, yung marunong siyang kalmahin ka. And then you go in really raging and all that, and then you come out, okay, thank God I spoke to her. Ganon. Mm. Number two, as I said before, walang bad bones si Manang, hindi yan nagtatanim ng galit.
Kung buhay ni Tita Emily, 80 years, 81 nitong birthday niya, no? Siyempre marami siyang pinagdaanan, pero hindi niya nakalimutan yung pamilya, mga kaibigan, komunidad. Ano po yung mensahe ninyo sa mismong family niya at siyempre dun sa community na talagang naging pangalawang pamilya din niya?
So the question is, what legacy has Manang left for the family and of course the people that she came in contact with in the community? Manang looks at the situation more for family and for others before even herself. She was very giving, you know. She loves her four daughters very much. You know, I know that, you know, with whatever challenges come, she takes it all in, you know, and she doesn't tell it to us, but she shares it with some of her closest friends outside of the family, who in turn tell us later on. And this is why we say to her, Manang, especially ito na, when the girls are already, they already have their own families, Manang, focus on your health, focus on Peter, because you still have each other, the two of you, you know. And the girls will always, we say the girls will always be around you, anytime, anywhere, you know, for anything. But mother is mother, and you know, wife is wife. You know, she worries about everybody, even what happens in the community, and she worries about even people that are prominent in the news. Na nakikita niyang may mga nagsasuffer and all that. Eh, sabi ko, Manang, I thought I'm the one that gets affected by those, but yeah, oh yeah, you know, I wish something more could be done to help those people, you know. I will say this because this is what I've learned from Manang, you know. Think before you talk, think before you say anything. Hindi siya judgmental. She doesn't judge people based on her emotions. Wala siyang ganun. Her emotions would be more for constructive advice. Re-remind kanya na, look, you know, it's probably like that because tapos may sasabihin niya na mamaya-maya kakalma ka na, you know.
Ang kwento ni Emily Dinglerod ay hindi lamang kwento ng isang migranteng Pilipino. Isa itong kwento ng sakripisyo, pamilya at paglilingkod. Isang pamana na patuloy na mabubuhay sa mga taong kanyang natulungan at sa komunidad na kanyang minahal. Ana Limviolata para sa SBS Filipino. M Mula sa isang pangarap na magkasama-sama ang kanilang pamilya, natupad ni Emily Dingle ang hangaring mailipat sa Australia ang kanyang mga kapatid at ina.
Now, when I came to Australia, the first thing that I always will remember is fly now, pay later. I don't know how many of you came to Australia flying now and paid later. I was one of those. I took it straight away when I was offered by Philippine Airlines Manila. I took it. Fly now, pay later, and I had $200 American in my pocket. A red Samsonite, and it's still alive. And a few bits and pieces. Because I was saying goodbye to my home country that has given me birth and my family. But such is life. I found my greed here. I found my dreams came true. But there's only one who helped me there, I suppose. Prayers. You have to just be good, I think. Be courageous. Be strong. And as always, what they said, if there's a will, there's a way. And it's true.
Para kay Emily, ang kanyang pagdating sa Australia ay tila nakatakda na magbukas ng panibagong kabanata ng kanyang buhay. Dito niya nakilala ang kanyang naging asawa na si Peter Rudd. Magkasama nilang binuo ang kanilang pamilya at pinalaki ang kanilang apat na anak na babae.
Being a mother, I have done it all. You know, tears, laughter, challenges, all of those things. As a small girl growing up, I've been there, done that. And meeting people, new people, and discarding people maybe. If they discard you, you tend to go too, don't you? But that's life. I think the Lord said, if you can't do it, you will not get it. But you have to make it work for you. It's a policy of life that there are many things you can do. If you cannot do it now, you can do it tomorrow maybe. But I think be humble, I think, and be thankful of what you can do. Because you cannot do so much, you can do so much.
Mahigit limang dekada na ang lumipas mula nang unang tumapak siya sa Australia. Ngunit ang kanyang naging paglalakbay ay hindi lamang tungkol sa paghahanap ng mas magandang kinabukasan para sa kanyang pamilya. Sa kanyang unang mga taon sa Sydney, nagsimula siyang magtrabaho bilang library receptionist.
The things that I enjoyed most in my life was staying in Blacktown because that was home for me.
How long did you live in Blacktown?
Well, bicentennial year, which was 1988, we already had the four girls. We had a lovely, beautiful home in Quakers Hill. It's still there. Mm-hmm. We were there for a few years. Then, because you move from one school to the other, after 3 years in a school at that time, you can move. And for some reason, by the time that I was there, the Filipino community was emerging. And the old group that I had started with to work with, to tell people about the culture in the Philippines is Father Renato Parras. The late Father Renato was the chaplain of the Filipino community. Now, that was a very great time for me to be on my journey as a family with a family, mother, husband, teacher, community leader, advocate, whatever.
Hindi naglaon nakabalik siya sa profesyong kanyang minahal, ang pagtuturo. Sa loob ng maraming taon, naging guru siya sa ilang paaralan sa Western Sydney at sa Central Coast, kung saan nakapagbahagi siya ng kaalaman at naging inspirasyon sa maraming mag-aaral. Kasabay ng kanyang profesyon bilang guro ay ang walang sawang paglilingkod sa komunidad. Isa si Emily Dingle Rudd sa mga tumulong magtatag ng PhilCOS o Filipino Community sa Western Sydney, particular sa Blacktown, noong mga unang taon ng kanyang paninirahan sa Australia. Naniniwala siyang mahalagang manatiling magkakaugnay ang mga Pilipino sa ibayong dagat at patuloy na alagaan ang kanilang kultura at pagkakakilanlan.
It's not a hard job to work with the community.
The reason I got involved in the community was because Manong was already involved in the community, PhilCOS Blacktown, in the early 80s.
Very active na siya noon.
Oh, 1982. I think 1982 ako unang sumali through Vivian T. Meron siyang si Vivian meron siyang pageant. Mrs. Sydney Blacktown. Meron siya 1982. Mm-hmm. I think 82. And I'm sure it was 82.
Mm.
And Vivian was looking for an MC. Would you believe MC?
Mm.
And Manang Emily said, "My brother, he's an MC. Ganun na. I have MC'd. I have MC'd schools and you know mga alam mo na yung mga sayaw sa Pangasinan sa Puso Rubio, but nothing big."
Hanggang sa huling bahagi ng kanyang buhay na natili siyang aktibong lingkod ng komunidad. Naging opisyal siya ng Philippine-Australian Movement and Empowerment, ng Philippine Community Council of New South Wales, at ng Australian-Filipino Association of the Central Coast. Hindi lamang sa mga organisasyon umikot ang kanyang paglilingkod. Sa loob ng maraming taon, buong puso niyang itinuro ang wikang Filipino at kulturang Pilipino sa mga kabataang lumaki sa Australia, lalo na sa Central Coast, kung saan halos 3 dekada siya nananirahan. Para kay Emily, mahalagang maipasa sa susunod na henerasyon ang kanilang wika, kultura at pagmamalaki sa pagiging Pilipino.
Professionally left teaching in 2017 because I became a permanent permanent teacher, and then after the when I retired, because you are supposed to be retiring at 67, you can still do casual work.
Yeah.
So I was doing casual work with the private and public school till 2017.
Teaching what po?
Primary.
Primary.
But I started with the high school because I was a high school teacher at home, and I was with Our Lady of Mercy College in Epping for the brief from University of New South Wales. When I got my clearance to work with the school, I was sent to school too with the overseas teachers to get a recognition for teaching English second language. That was very important.
Yeah.
So I was an ESL teacher, English as a second language teacher, and they wanted that from other countries.
Yeah.
I've got a lovely photo of the school. There were 25 of us in that class.
Wow.
Who were sent to Sydney Teachers College at the Sydney University. All scholars by Gough Whitlam, under Gough Whitlam at that time. It was free.
Aktibo rin siya sa paglilingkod sa simbahan at sa pagtulong sa mga kababayan at iba pang nangangailangan. Mga gawaing sumasalamin sa kanyang paniniwalang ang tunay na tagumpay ay nasusukat sa paglilingkod sa kapwa.
Tito Rod, itong 2026 ay dapat 50 52nd year ni Tita Emily dito sa Australia. Alam ko na marami na. Marami kayong Dingle family at syempre yung mga extended family na. Sa kabuuan po, ilan na yung mga kamag-anak, kapamilya ninyo sa kabuuan ng Sydney?
Okay, I haven't counted the last time, but the last time that I did have had a head count, I think we were like 42.
Mm.
So I'm talking about from Manang to us, to our own families. Tapos meron pa yung apo yan sa Tuhod na eh. So, and the in-laws, of course. So, ayan, mga, I think mga 42, you know. I don't think we are a big family kasi I have encountered some na mga over 60.
Yeah, merong 100 din. Pero marami na po yung ano, yung 40 ha, yung 42, napakarami na po nun. Kumbaga,
yes,
from
yes,
one
yes.
single person to 42, mm-hmm. syempre nandiyan na yung mga ipinanganak dito, mga apo at mm-hmm. apo sa tuhod.
Nang pumanaw si Emily Dingle Rudd noong huling bahagi ng Hunyo 2026, bumuhos ang pakikiramay mula sa kanyang pamilya, mga kaibigan, dating kasamahan at iba't ibang organisasyong kanyang pinaglingkuran. Ang dami ng mga taong dumalo upang mabigay ng huling pagpupugay sa kanya ay patunay ng malalim na bakas na iniwan niya. Hindi lamang sa komunidad ng mga Filipino sa Australia, kundi maging sa mas malawak na komunidad, lalo na sa Central Coast at Kanlurang Sydney.
Yung mga last the wishes niya sa nasinulat niya, diyan niya talaga gustong, yan ang kanyang final resting place sa
Central Coast.
Central Coast. Oo, kasi I wanted to be near my family. Mm-mm. Yan ang nakalagay dun sa note niya. Yes.
Mm-mm.
Para sa kanyang kapatid na si Rod Dingle, higit sa lahat ay baon niya, ang taos-pusong pasasalamat sa panganay na kapatid. Ang babaeng nagbukas ng pintuan ng Australia para sa kanilang buong pamilya at naglaan ng malaking bahagi ng kanyang buhay sa paglilingkod sa kapwa.
Ito pong pag-uusap natin medyo malungkot na pangyayari. Ano? Pero syempre, dahil nadala niya yung buong pamilya ninyo dito, ano po yung ipinagpapasalamat ninyo kay Tita Emily? Syempre, sa lahat ng mga pinagdaanan ninyo.
Visionary yan eh. She is visionary. Because she could have gone to Canada, she could have gone to the US, and we don't know how it would have turned out. You know, the fact that she chose a country that's only 7-8 hours away, I think that's a big plus. Not the very long trip that you would do if you went to North America. So that's one of the first things that I ever thank her for. And I think we were destined to come here because when she arrived here, she met her future husband instantly, within days. Nag-meet sila. And the following year, they got married and then they had heir. You know, the eldest daughter. And as you know now, as you are very, very aware now, you know, Peter had been a very loyal husband to her and a very loving family to the girls. Sabi nga niya, I wish I had a boy too, sabi niya. But I guess, kaya nung apat na babae yung anak niya and then yung una niyang dalawang apo, two girls, oh my God. So I think I will never have any male in the family. And then nung nanganak yung si Natalie with the next set of kids, two boys magkasunod, kaya sabi niya, yes. So yun na. So, you know, to answer your question, I think we were destined to come here and only because that was the vision of Manang Emily and, you know, we fitted in very well. I felt that I fitted in very well and so the rest of us, you know.
Pero of ano course, po yung mga naituro o natutunan ninyo mula sa kanya?
Number one is yung kalma. Kalma. That's a very big trait of her. Yung bang hindi ka, you should not use your emotions to react on a situation kasi it wouldn't help. She doesn't say it, she just does it. you know, things like adding, just cool it down, adding, and then malumano yung pagsasalita. These are times when I'm really frustrated. Nakikita niya, I'm frustrated, galit na galit ako, I'm angry, not necessarily directed at the person, but as a situation ba, you know. Many times yan, you know. Actually, pag may mga ganun akong situation na yung parang sasabog ako, siyang tinatawagan ko and another good friend, at hinihinga ko talaga yung anaking ano, and then eventually napapacify niya ako. I feel a lot better after I have a conversation with her. So that's the first and foremost, yung marunong siyang kalmahin ka, and then you go in really raging and all that, and then you come out, okay, thank God I spoke to her. Ganon. Number two, as I said before, walang bad bones si Manang, hindi yan nagtatanim ng galit.
Kung buhay ni Tita Emily, 80 years, 81 nitong birthday niya, no? Siyempre marami siyang pinagdaanan, pero hindi niya nakalimutan yung pamilya, mga kaibigan, komunidad. Ano po yung mensahe ninyo sa mismong family niya at siyempre dun sa community na talagang naging pangalawang pamilya din niya?
So the question is what legacy has Manang left for the family and of course the people that she came in contact with in the community. Manang looks at the situation more for family and for others before even herself. She was very giving, you know. She loves her four daughters very much. You know, I know that, you know, with whatever challenges come, she takes it all in, you know, and she doesn't tell it to us, but she shares it with some of her closest friends outside of the family, who in turn tell us later on. And this is why we say to her, Manang, especially ito na, when the girls are already, they already have their own families. Manang, focus on your health, focus on Peter, because you still have each other, the two of you, you know. And the girls will always, we say the girls will always be around you, anytime, anywhere, you know, for anything. But mother is mother, and you know, wife is wife. You know, she worries about everybody, even what happens in the community, and she worries about even people that prominent in the news na nakikita niyang may mga nagsasuffer and all that. Eh, sabi ko, Manang, I thought I'm the one that gets affected by those, but yeah, oh yeah, you know, I wish something more could be done to help those people, you know. I will say this because this is what I've learned from Manang, you know. Think before you talk, think before you say anything. Hindi siya judgmental. She doesn't judge people based on her emotions. Wala siyang ganun. Her emotions would be more for constructive advice. Re-remind kanya na, look, you know, it's probably like that because tapos may sasabihin niya na mamaya-maya kakalma ka na, you know.
Ang kwento ni Emily Dingle-Rod ay hindi lamang kwento ng isang migranteng Pilipino. Isa itong kwento ng sakripisyo, pamilya at paglilingkod. Isang pamana na patuloy na mabubuhay sa mga taong kanyang natulungan at sa komunidad na kanyang minahal. Ana Lim Violata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.